try to dry it.
How are you feeling? Are you nervous for the show tonight?
There's always a slight apprehension before a concert of this magnitude magnificence. It's such a wonderful venue. I mean, yeah, the atmosphere that we've had the last couple of nights, we played Lichfield Cathedral last night at St. James' Church. So quite a magical evening that's been happening. So the show's running really, really well. I'm enjoying it. So yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, do you get to choose these kinds of venues, like in cathedrals and churches?
It's a privilege to come and play here, because to be honest, it's not the sort of thing that they would have done 20 years ago,
definitely.
Having concerts in these incredible spaces. But they seem to have opened their doors a bit. And I mean, the thing is, the record was recorded in church, so it made sense to bring it out.
Such amazing venues, it must be so incredible to perform in them as well.
Oh, it's just,
So yeah, you still get nervous.
Of course, of course.
You'll always get nervous.
I think, yeah, if you lose the nerves, you're almost taking what you do for granted a bit. You've got to have that to to build yourself up, you know? I think it's important to lose nerves, yeah.
And you're from sort of Devon, West Country area, so...
Yeah, I live in Tavistock now, so yeah, I've always been down there.
Well, I hope you perform playing here slightly more, like you prefer it a bit more.
Yeah, I would. There's a poignancy to the songs, because this record is based around Southwest and the people of Southwest.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of his characters will definitely come to life in here, I think.
Cool. And like with this album, Word of Mouth, did you sort of interview a lot of people?
Exactly what you're doing, yes. It was a journalistic driven record.
Yeah.
It was the way we're doing now, you know, chatting to people, trying to get the best stories you can, and transforming them into songs, you know, kind of preserving them.
Is that something, word of mouth, I guess that's more like important with this particular album, but do you usually do that with your albums, or?
No, just this one record that I did it with, it was just an idea to come out, you know, try and extract as much as I can, you know, from people.
How do you think that, like, changed your songs then? People's voices.
It's people's voices, yeah. So the second CD really features their voices, just instrumentals with their voices only, not mine. But yeah, it works. We're integrating some interviews tonight. So,
and this is your seventh album, and you've pretty much released one every 2 years or so?
Every 2 years, get one out, yeah.
Quite constant, yeah. Do you plan to do it every 2 years?
I'm just interested to make music. I enjoy the process of someone, I think it's just something that keeps driving you forward, you know, and I'm kind of creative soul, really, so I like to develop things, you know, and just teach myself different instruments as well, so I guess that keeps pushing you, keeps evolving.
Yeah, you are pretty, you're well known for the violin as well, but you do know quite a few instruments now. Are they all pretty easy to learn once you've got the violin?
I guess the way I now look at instruments is it's somewhat a tool.
Yeah.
So it's kind of your tool.
Yeah.
It's a foundation for what you're doing. So, you know, the sort of virtuoso fiddle player or, you know, whatever, bouzouki, is not something I don't really... I tend to do it when I'm back at home and not touring, and I get to try playing more. There's someone to tour with.
How long have you been playing the violin?
It's a long, long time. 30 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And have you got any influences in general and more specific influences on this album?
I guess there's a more songwriting girl-boy dimension to this record. Yeah, it's, you know, the added voice of Lisby Staten has kind of changed the rawness that was there. So I've really enjoyed that.
Would you have any like advice to sort of young artists?
I just think you can't. I mean, people take it in different ways, you know. I mean, Kate Bush has fear where she won't perform live.
Yeah.
And she's an absolute genius, and you know, it's just something to take it differently. I work with other people and they don't get nervous. I could be coming. But you know, and they take it in their, they take it very confidently in their stride, so they don't get nervous. So I guess people take it differently. I kind of think it's important to have that in you.
Yeah.
I think if you know, people pay money to see you, and in that way, you know, they expect that you've stood there on stage. So whatever you do, you can't be arrogant about that.
Yeah.
You need to remember that, you are there. I kind of put myself into a different role when I do it, so it's almost not really me up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
that's what I do. So it's almost like a build-up.
Yeah. And would you have any advice for maybe young artists that are getting into folk music?
Yeah, I mean, it's just playing as much as you can. Like, there's so many opportunities now to play out there, so it's just getting out there.
doing as much as they can.
Yeah, yeah, and having some sort of gimmick. I think it's important to have elements that are immediate, that, that people draw to, that they can exactly say what this is. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's important. So.
Okay, how would you describe your gimmick then?
Me? Well, it, the way I got discovered is playing fiddle, stomping,
oh, yeah.
and singing.
Yeah.
So that's immediately a gimmick that people say, oh, Christ, how did you do that?
Yeah.
But, you know, having a sentence about your brand,
yeah.
you'll remember that, and so you've got to think of more so than ever, just with social media and everything, yeah. people like to know what you want.
Yeah, well, your gimmick's worked out quite well for you, I'd argue. So.
Well, yeah, it's still going.
Yeah,
so that's the main thing, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, Word of Mouth is out now.
Yeah, it released Monday. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that on iTunes and like in shops. And
yeah, wherever, yeah, all over.
And you can be found on Facebook and Twitter, like all the places.
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite site?
I Instagram mostly.
Instagram.
So, yeah, yeah, I do that most days. Not as well, so.
That's cool.
Very much.
Our pleasure. Come the wayside crowd, the silhouette of grey and white.